Good morning, WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On with us, as he is each Monday, is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
We have a story in the paper today about Jeffrey Klein under the headline, "Ken, Still My Frenemy." Explain.
Yeah, a lot of eyebrows were raised during the Dean Skelos trial when a wiretap conversation between Dean Skelos, the former Senate Majority Leader, and his son Adam was really critical of the Independent Democratic Conference, which broke away 5 years ago from the traditional Dems to align with the Republicans to run the Senate. Dean Skelos at the time said, look, these guys have no power. Jeff Klein has a title only, and don't worry, they won't be able to do anything. You know, a lot of people thought that may fracture the alliance, but Jeff Klein told me, no, that's not the case. We're not going to let one person ruin a governing coalition. So at least for now, heading into next year's crucial elections, the IDC will remain aligned with the Republicans.
Meantime, we have the fourth week of the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver trial kicking off with closing arguments today, and you have an interesting angle on that in the paper this morning.
Yeah, a lot of people had wondered whether or not, given the climate of the culture of corruption and what people have heard and read and all the arrests of lawmakers in recent years, whether Shelley Silver, the former Assembly Speaker who's charged with corruption, would have been better with a bench trial where a judge decides. But a former federal prosecutor turned defense attorney and he says that's not the case, that you always want a jury trial because all you really have to do is convince one juror of reasonable doubt, and you can use creative arguments to try and do it that a judge may not accept but a jury would, that you should always take your chances with a jury.
Finally, you have a story about a poll who is pushing the governor to release some money for the homeless in New York City.
Yeah, Andrew Hevesy, who's, if you remember, his father Alan Hevesy was the state comptroller who was put to jail by Andrew Cuomo when he was Attorney General. Anyway, Andrew Hevesy is head of the Assembly Social Services Committee, and he says that the state needs to pony up cash to help with the city's growing homeless problem. The city and the state had been in negotiations, couldn't come to a deal. Mayor de Blasio came out with his own plan for the city, a 15-year plan for $2.6 billion. Andrew Hevesy says the state now has to come through. He says it has at least over $2 billion worth of money just sitting around from legal settlements that have been unallocated, and that they should use some of that money in the state to help fund homeless services.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can always read his work at nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
That sounds good. Be well.
You too.